Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yeah, I'm proud of that award from the NAACP. Dana doesn't have one. The list is out of the cities that young adults with no children are planning to leave.
Leave?
Mm-hmm. Would you care to guess? And New York is not on the list, nor is Los Angeles.
Well, it's because they're already not there.
Okay, so. Who is this guy?
Dallas.
They can't afford to live there. That's my point.
Okay. No, Dallas is not in the top five. Keep going.
Columbus, Ohio.
No. Baltimore is number one. Charlotte is number two. Miami is number three. Detroit is number five. And San Diego.
We went from three to five. What was number four?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Boston is sixth. Chicago is seventh.
What was number one?
Baltimore.
Okay.
Are the reasons given?
Cost of living.
Yeah.
Lack of perceived job opportunities. Affordable housing. Okay.
Affordable housing is the biggest one.
Yeah, probably.
You can take up a lower paying job if you can afford to live there.
Would you care to guess what town provides most of the helium for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? By the way, it's closer than you think.
Springfield, Missouri.
Otis, Kansas.
Otis, Kansas.
Otis, Kansas.
Look that up.
Smack dab in the middle of the Sunflower State, a community of roughly 280 people, named after the son of a man who founded the town in 1886.
Was his name Otis?
How long do I have to put up with these people?
What are you talking about?
Pick better stories.
Putting up with you.
Okay. It's near Great Bend. It's
I just shamed him into putting that down.
It's south of Russell, south of Hayes, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. 280 people, and they provide the bulk of the helium for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Huh. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It's
very Dan Weinbaum, your in-house atlas.
Director of useless information.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, here we go again. A new survey shows there is some support among people in Leawood for the new Royal Stadium. Now, granted, any legitimate survey has a minimum of 850 people. They only surveyed 400. But a Survey USA poll that surveyed people who live in Leawood and Overland Park found support for the Royal Stadium going in at 117th and Knoll.
I would like to know what part of Overland Park and Leawood these folks live in. I feel like that's important.
Or do they actually live in Overland Park or Leawood?
And what kind of questions? And is it a combined number of people responding?
Come on, Scott. There's got to be more to
yes,
this.
Maybe. Perhaps. And then they combine it. So now it's more. I mean, what are the numbers?
And also, if you're going to take the time to go to respond to a survey like this, we don't know how the survey was doled out, right? And so if you are going to take the time to respond to a survey like this, you're probably in favor of it.
53% say they support the idea of a Royals stadium at 117th and Knoll. 40% were opposed.
As someone who used to live in an apartment complex right in that area, I am 1,000% opposed.
And the other 7% just...
too dumb to respond.
Don't know.
Well, actually, it's 53% support, 40% were opposed. So now we're at what? Yeah, you're right, 93%. The other 7% have no idea what they're doing.
I think you said they were dumb. That's the...
just logistically, it doesn't make sense to have a stadium that far from a highway.
Are these homeowners?
It's right next to the highway.
That
no,
responded?
It's not.
Do you, 435 and Knoll? Yeah, right down the street from there.
But you would have to go down Knoll,
yeah,
to get to the stadium.
It's about a mile, I'd guess. I don't know.
It's close. That's close to freeway access.
I guess.
I don't know. We have just been so blessed with the convenience of Truman Sports Complex that anything worse is worse, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you put a stadium downtown, you're like, oh, we're only going to have four lanes in and out. Because one thing that makes the Truman Sports Complex so amazing, and yes, it gets bottled up when people are trying to leave the stadium at the same time. Trust me, I've been in the middle of that enough times to understand.
Right.
But once you get out of the main veins of the stadium, you are on the highway very quickly. Whereas if you put Kauffman at 119th and Knoll, most of the people going to those games are going to be coming out of two directions. They're going to be going west on 119th Street to get to 69 Highway, mm-hmm. or they're going to be going north on Knoll to get to 435.
Right.
So if you live in that area, if you work in that area, how many nights a year will they have to turn all six lanes of Knoll into one way, getting out of the stadium just to make it feasible?
81.
So 81 nights a year. Sorry if you work or live at 118th and Knoll.
Or want to go eat at one of the restaurants in town center.
Yeah, you're going to have to go
or
over
go to the
road.
Movies.
You're going to have to find a way around that outlet because they decided to build a stadium smack dab in the middle of the metropolitan area that was already booming.
Or if you want to go to Yankee Candle Company and pick up some candles.
Well, right. I don't know if we're going to have time.
So is this the survey where 40% of the people responding would like to see the Royals stay put at Truman? And then the
correct.
1 in 4 who actually support moving to the old Sprint campus? 26% say yes.
You know, I said this last week, and I don't remember roughly. If it was a similar survey that came out or not. I don't understand why, and forgive me if I'm being contrarian here. I don't know why the Chiefs don't just go out to Legends and then tear down Arrowhead and build a new Kauffman Stadium on that spot. Why is that such a bad idea? I mean, Arrowhead, I mean, let's be honest. Every time that the Hunt family goes out to Los Angeles or Las Vegas, they go into these beautiful, ridiculously awesome stadiums. Very fancy. And I can only imagine that, you know, Clark Hunt walks in there. He's like, man, I wish we had this here in town. Give them that out there in the Legends.
I mean, you've got so many different layers to all of this. You've got, yes, the older stadium and the amenities for the people who want amenities. Then you put that up against, right. You know, do people like watching the game in Arrowhead? And then you put that up against, is there a need for a new stadium? Hmm. And there's so many different layers and levels to all of this stuff.
You know, the Chiefs have made the argument, well, you know, we want to stay out here at Truman and create this almost like a new entertainment district, if you will, out here at the Truman Sports Complex. For whatever reason, that has never happened. I've never been able to figure it out. But you're not going to get that with 8 home games a year and a couple of preseason games and some playoff games. But if you had 81 baseball games.
And that's the whole point for some to say bring it downtown, because then you fold it into all the activities downtown with people going to the game and perusing all the entertainment stuff down there and the shops and the
But Dan, if you had 81 home games out at the Truman Sports Complex and, and you built up an entertainment district around a baseball stadium, I could almost see that working. Now, for whatever reason,
they won't do it.
Over the last 40 years, it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And for reasons I do not understand.
It's almost like all the other places, almost like it happened organically, but you know, just not happening out there at Truman.
Commander.
The only thing Arrowhead's got going for it, in my opinion, or Truman Sports Complex, is that you can have massive space for tailgating. I mean, that's it to me. There's no other draw to it. And Sam, to your point, I disagree, at least on a Chiefs game. Royals a little bit easier maybe, just because the attendance is lower. But I think it's a nightmare getting in and out of there every game.
And then you got to think about what's the point of it all.
And it's a long drive, too.
What's the point?
And not if you live in Independence.
Yeah.
For these stadiums. What are they there for?
I started this painfully long where the stadium is going to go journey as one of the biggest opposers to a downtown baseball stadium. And I will fully admit, after this painfully long journey that we're still in the middle of and quite frankly see no end to, just put it downtown. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm just Washington stuck on that Square you called this a personal journey. My journey,
painfully
Sam Stevie.
Long journey.
913-586-7798.
My contemplations on stadium locations. The Sam Stevie story.
I have reached a conclusion for Kansas City. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
From the text line, how does Sam even have a voice left after slanging all that dip this past weekend? I could hear him like two rows away, and I have poor hearing.
I get loud.
It was my chips and dip journey.
Did I say personal journey?
You said my journey.
No, I didn't mean to
my
say
my journey
personal.
Into stadiums.
Well, it has been a really long journey, and the fact that we still have absolutely zero legitimate information about the future of these stadiums, as, by the way, the clock keeps ticking.
Correct.
To those leases being up and us needing to make a decision.
Let's go to Chris in Kansas City, 913-586-7798. Chris, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, hello, hello, and great to hear the flyer. He is awesome. I love when he comes on. I'm forgetting his name right now. I'm drawing a blank.
It's Jesse Reed. His name is
Jesse Reed. Jesse Reed, yes. Mainly because I love when he makes little comments that people don't hear unless they have the app on. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what she said. Well,
Chris, we were just talking about that. Don't get me dumped again, Chris.
I'm not. So on the stadiums, just to throw a little wrench in everyone's bucket here, Kansas Speedway is actually thinking about getting out of there, so that'd be land for Chiefs.
That's news to me.
I've never heard that.
Well, I mean, you do quick math on it. You could figure it out pretty quick. 52 weeks in a year, only two races in the whole year. That's 50 weeks. They ain't making no money out there. And ever since COVID, they have really went down on people coming out there to see it.
Okay. I have no way to back that up or
I know. Support. I know.
Okay. You're just talking. Go ahead.
I'm just talking. The other thing is a lot of the complaints you have about where they would go, they contradict other places you say. Like, let's go and keep the Royals where they are. But yet, nothing's developed out there, so why would you want to keep them out there? And if they haven't developed it yet, why would they?
I agree with that.
The Chiefs, I mean, I'd like to see them stay there, but I don't know. I mean, the star bonds with Kansas, they seem like they have a lot of problems with that. Go ask the American Royal. The American Royals having issues not getting developed out there because they couldn't get star bonds worked out correctly.
Okay.
So I don't know how the Chiefs are going to jump in that, but the Royals going to a 119th and Null, I mean, it actually fits the best spot. I mean, it crosses the most of their boxes off. I mean, the shopping, they have their own space, parking garages, the highway access or traffic control is their biggest deficit to, you know, overcome here. But downtown, I'm with Sam at this point. Just move them downtown. I'm sick of hearing this.
Well, here's what I think everybody's sick of is the two teams need to poop or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Let's get a decision here and let's get moving.
I mean, the Royals sending out a release 2 weeks ago saying, let us know where you'd want the stadiums to go. I got deja vu to 2 years ago. Because yeah. That happened.
You don't want to leave that up to a populist vote.
But I will say this. I mean, if you think getting to a game on a random Wednesday night, you know, that starts at, you know, 6:30, whatever time the game starts, on I-70 is rough. Think about what it would be like on 435.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a nightmare.
Which, by the way, at Truman Sports Complex, you have 435 and I-70, mm-hmm. Well, not just 435.
You have a ton of businesses there. You have a lot of financial district stuff. You have a lot of shops. You have a lot of it's already a congested area. I mean, during rush hour in the morning and the afternoons, I mean, the traffic is backed up at every stoplight.
Not to mention the worst stoplights in the world.
You know, can you imagine
my stoplight journey?
Can you imagine, and I'm being serious here for a second. Can you imagine being the general manager of the AMC 15 or 20, whatever it is over there at Town Center? 81 nights a year. Forget about having anybody come watch a movie.
Yeah. Could you imagine being the C-suite executive at the AMC headquarters a block away, mm-hmm. trying to get home 81 nights a year?
Well, think about all the equipment, the heavy equipment that it takes to build, destroy all that area to make room to even build the stadium in the first place. And think about what that does to traffic. Just the building of the stadium before it's even there and you're having games. I mean, that's going to be a huge disruption for years.
And the idea of where they would put it, they literally just built two buildings
in
the last year.
Ed, yeah. In Kansas City. Ed, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Well, same to you, man.
You guys got this. You guys are like on a roll. I can't stop laughing over here, but just give me a second here. The one of the most atrocious traffic flows in the history of traffic, we're talking Tokyo, L.A., wherever, would be if you build that damn thing at 117th and Knoll. It would be the most, it'd be the biggest joke. Hell, the teams would have to get there at 11 in the morning. You know, they usually get to the Royal Stadium or whatever at 1:30. They'd have to get there at, hell, they'd have to get there at 11 in the morning. And Mr., I don't know what the heck, this is like the biggest joke of any sports entertainment building of a stadium. It's just, it's really frustrating. So what I'll end with here is, if they go to 117th and Knoll, I think Scott, I'm with Scott. There's no way on earth. That would be a disaster. And what he's doing with Arrowhead, there's nobody in the history of that damn area that's ever built anything as far as entertainment nearby. They can't even keep a hotel like the Adams Mart. You know, that's one of the biggest eyesores in the entire city.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I, for the life of me, cannot understand. Because if you go a mile, 2 miles east of the stadiums, there are restaurants, there are car dealerships, there are businesses everywhere. I've never, ever understood when you have 81 nights a year, and then for the Royals, and then couple that with the Chiefs, so there's 8, 9, 10 weekends a year mm-hmm. where you're going to get 74,000 people out there. How businesses, restaurants, entertainment districts have not sprung up around the Truman Sports Complex in the last 40 years, I have no idea.
Well, you could also make the argument that they weren't supported to do so because there's a lot of undeveloped land owned mm-hmm. by the Truman Sports Complex.
See, I did not know that. I'm never a proponent
of tearing down trees, but there's entire wooded areas around the stadium.
There's got to be somebody in the know that knows the answers to these questions.
913-586-7798, Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. It was happenstance.
The Scott Parks journey, a Top Gun story.
Sam, explain this real quick. So we know Commander Reed was in Top Gun.
I'm usually very topical with my songs, and I'm just tired of the stadium topic. So I was like, I'm not going to be topical. So I just clicked shuffle on the Dana and Parks Rejoin playlist. You know, give me a random song. There's 1,002 songs to pick from.
Danger Zone was the one song that came up.
Danger Zone is what
played. I mean, I'm going to be here tomorrow. I have a request for tomorrow. I like the themed shows. I would like to see, you know, more cowbell.
Okay.
What do you want? What do you want?
Guys. There's not enough cowbell.
We need more cowbell. A.A. Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, so a couple of things. There is one owner of all of the property in North Kansas City where they're proposing the stadium would go there, which makes it super easy. He owns all of the warehouses basically between the river and I think it's Burlington Avenue there. So that makes it super easy for them. We shouldn't be subsidizing billionaires' playgrounds anyhow. Would it stay the K in Arrowhead, or would they change the name? Because those names are synonymous with just those properties themselves.
Your question is, would it still remain Kauffman Stadium, even though it moved somewhere else potentially?
Yeah, I don't think the K would travel with it, the name, because it's named after Mr. Kauffman.
Oh, I think it would.
Who gets to make that decision?
The team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's going to be John Sherman project, so it would be the Sherm.
I mean, I don't think there's any way, like for Arrowhead, for instance, I don't think a bunch of Kansas City fans are going to suddenly decide, you know, we're going to go watch a game at Name Your Insurance Company Stadium.
Well, I was going to say it's going to be the highest bidder.
Yeah, probably. But can we lose it with the if the Chiefs leave Missouri, I'm never going to go watch another game again. Garbage.
I pray that the Chiefs will not leave Arrowhead. And I think that Clark can find it somewhere down in his heart to accept the fact that we're not going to have an Allegiant Stadium. We're not going to have that crazy new shiny dome. And just, it's Arrowhead. It is one of the, if not the most storied stadium in the NFL right now. Leave it that way. From the text line, and I cannot verify if any of this is true, so if it's wrong, whatever.
You guys doing a lot of disclaimers today.
Well, when we talk about these things and people drop news on us that we can't verify, we got
to... I heard Scott Parks say this on the radio.
By the way, can we go back? There is no chance in hell Kansas Speedway is leaving Wyandotte County.
That guy was breaking news that we've never even heard bits of.
I never even heard a whisper about Kansas Speedway not being satisfied, not making money. They make plenty of money. Anyway, continue.
Under the category of things I can't verify, from the text line, I'm a realtor, and I had a 16-acre property listed across the street from the stadium. I had multiple buyers who wanted to buy it and develop it. The city would not give them permits.
Why?
Instead, they let it build up with trash. I paid to have the trash cleaned up because the realtor makes a lot of money off of the sale of this property, and the trash was back in a week.
Dakota and Independence. Dakota, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My thought on the stadium is it would be sad to see it go because it used to be, keyword used to be, a pinnacle of Independence. But why not tear down the Independence Mall and put it there? You would have a good start for parking with the massive parking lot that envelops the complex. There's ample restaurants around there. Mm-hmm. You could build more if needed, but you've got the other stadium for the Kansas City Mavericks and the Comets right there. I think it would be a good starting point potentially for a stadium.
And Dakota, very wide roads for in access and exiting.
But let me throw this out to both of you, Dakota and to Sam. I don't hate your idea, and I say this with some trepidation. Johnson County fans are the ones, not the ones. Johnson County fans make up a huge bulk of the Royals and Chiefs fan base. Would they be willing to go that farther east to go watch a game?
Well, if you said they're as diehard as they are diehard, it'd be a way to prove it.
It's also not that much further east.
Two, three, 4 miles?
Oh, yeah, not bad at all.
Okay.
Right. Are we talking about Arrowhead Stadium?
Honestly,
that far east?
No, he's talking about maybe why not put it at the Independence Mall.
If you put Kauffman at the Independence Mall site and say, you know, we went to the World Series or whatever, and so there was a big traffic buildup like we see on big Chiefs game days on I-70, I think that traffic buildup would reach to the Truman Sports Complex. Like, they're very close.
Matt in Lee Summit. Matt, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, folks. How are you? Great topic.
Hey, thank you. Welcome.
Okay, so you had a question earlier, Scott, and I know you know the news. You've been around a long time. You're kind of in that Johnson County bubble, but you know. Independence, Raytown, and Jackson County, they have never played well together. They never would develop that area. I think that's true what Sam read about the guy that had the land, but they always pointed fingers. They said, you develop it, you pay for it, and it never got done, especially since the mid-70s. Everybody had a plan. Nobody wanted to do it because Raytown said it's Independence's job. Independence said it's Raytown. And then they all said Jackson County needs to put the money in here because they're the ones that are going to benefit. So that's why it never got developed past, really, seriously, Adams Mark, and that's about it.
Seriously, if you look out there, there is a gas station. There's a burned-out Denny's. There is a Taco Bell. And
I get it.
A vacant Adams Mark Hotel.
Plans. Yes, there used to be plans. There was a plan for kind of a whole baseball city like St. Louis did. If you go back and look in 1982, Avron Fogelman and Ewing Kauffman were going to do half of it. And then Jackson County, like they always do, screwed it all up and said Independence needs to pay for it because it benefits their land. Because that's where the city sits or the stadium sits. It literally is just the whole idiots in politics in those three areas, really. So okay. I just wanted to answer your question.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call. Diane in Independence. Hello. You get the last word. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay, I just don't know if it's my opinion. I'm a real estate agent in Eastern Jackson County, and I also have a husband that's employed by the Royals, so I'm kind of looking at things from all aspects. I don't really think it's rocket science. I don't think that we're getting anything built up out there. Anybody that lives out there, we are losing tons of businesses. I mean, people think that we have a lot of businesses going in. We have Carrabba's shutting down, all kinds of restaurants shutting down on a weekly basis without notice. That's really why they are not putting, they don't want to keep it out there, because the surrounding area within a 15-mile radius until you get to Blue Springs and Grain Valley is low to middle income, very, very few. That's why Johnson County doesn't want to go out there either, in my opinion. So it just comes to common sense. You don't have a surrounding area that makes a lot of money. Just like you said, Johnson County is the one coming in spending majority of the money. It's just they don't want to make an investment into that area at all.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I'll disagree with you a little bit. You go east of the stadiums into Independence, which is literally a stone's throw away from the stadiums. There are plenty of businesses out there, car dealerships, restaurants. You've got Sam, what's the name of the skate rink out there?
It was Cable Dahmer, and then it was Silverstein Eye Center. Let's just say the Independence Entertainment Center.
Independence Event Center.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, there are plenty of businesses out there, and that part of town just east of the stadiums does well.
Wasn't her point that those were shutting down, though? That's what I understood her to say.
There are a number of businesses in that area that have closed recently.
Okay.
Hooters. It was a sad day.
Clearly a sad day.
The CEO promised re-hooterification, and I haven't seen it yet.
Re-hooterification? Were you waiting all show just to drop that one?
I was not.
If you missed this segment, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your
slinging some dip at Hooters also.
Podcast. Sam Stevie III, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Story here from Channel 9. A judge has handed down the death penalty today to the man convicted of killing North Kansas City police officer Daniel Vasquez. Joshua Rocha was found guilty in October of first-degree murder in connection with the shooting death of Officer Vasquez. Rocha shot Vasquez during a traffic stop in July of 2022. Rocha. He was sentenced today to death. A gold pocket watch recovered from the body of one of the richest passengers on the Titanic has fetched a record-breaking 1.7 million British pounds at auction. Isidore Strauss and his wife Ida were among the more than 1,500 people who died when the vessel traveling from Southampton to New York sank after hitting an iceberg on the 14th of April, 1912.
Who gets that money, by the way?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Is it the person
RMS
who...
Titanic?
Maybe. is it the family of the deceased as part of their estate?
If they're still around.
Okay.
One would think.
Well, I thought all of the artifacts belonged to the company that
White Star. They went out of business a while ago.
Wow.
That's true.
Their company sank.
Both of you.
They really tanked.
Out. Bitcoin, by the way, which was doing remarkably well for a while. Speaking of sinking. Bitcoin continued to slide over the weekend, extending a weeks-long slump that has wiped out nearly $800 billion in value since the cryptocurrency hit its peak in 2025 last month. The downturn has stripped away all of Bitcoin's gains this year and raised questions about where it might go from here. Since closing at almost $125,000 on October 6th, its highest price this year, Bitcoin has shed about a third of its value. On Friday of last week, Bitcoin sank below $82,000 before rebounding slightly to $83,000.
Keep on dropping, baby. I'm ready to buy, baby, buy.
Oh, now you're getting in?
Oh, I wish I would have gotten in 2011 when I was talking about it in high school.
Well, you guys made fun of me because I had a little bit of Bitcoin
you
for a
keep
while.
Saying that I made fun of you. I told you to keep it.
Well, I couldn't. I had what they call a breakup, and she took it.
Yeah. Things happen.
Did you give her the 72-digit code to it? How did she take it?
Well, it was hers.
Oh, okay.
The encryption key.
By the way, today
she probably
is...
took her hairdryer with her, too. Or was that your hairdryer?
It was hers.
Okay.
Do I look like I have enough hair to dry?
I mean, it dries probably in 30 seconds.
It does.
Out of the shower.
Yes.
Is that how you get that perfect M shape?
Okay. So that's how we're going to play. Do you get the M joke? Here, look.
Yes.
Just turn that hair dryer on high.
Some call that a widow's peak.
Right at the face.
Today is D.B. Cooper Day. It was on this day in 1971.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
It was on this day in 1971, 54 years ago today, that a guy bought a one-way plane ticket from Portland to Seattle, got on board, claimed to have a bomb, identified himself as Dan, and so became the lore of D.B. Cooper. When the plane landed in Seattle, he let all the passengers off, demanded $200,000 in cash and four parachutes. Moments after taking off from Mexico, the man jumped out of the plane somewhere over Ariel, Washington, never to be seen again.
Maybe that's where Dan Wine bomb comes from. But,
get out. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
That might have been the weakest one today. There were a lot of
you're welcome. Birthdays today.
Room to grow tomorrow. We're going to workshop that one.
Catherine Heigl is 47, and Pete Best. The original drummer of the Beatles is 84. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host today and tomorrow, Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.